So when we talk to growers, and it really doesn't matter what part of the country you're from, the awareness of weed resistance is clearly on the mind of every grower. Some because they have it, others because while they don't have it, they clearly don't want it. So obviously the grower that has the problem, we're developing, helping him develop programs to address his resistant weed populations. And, you know, weeds like mare's tail, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, the ragweed species, they're all around the country, and different levels of issues with those weeds in different parts of the country. So those growers that have the problem, coming up with programs that work for them, and then growers that don't have the problem, you know, talking to them about, you know, herbicide stewardship, so they're able to rotate herbicide modes of action. They don't put unnecessary selection pressure on a given mode of action, which is really the fundamental piece that got us in trouble. Our over-reliance, over-dependence upon glyphosate, and then when glyphosate didn't work, having to go back to some older technologies. So part of selecting a herbicide to control a resistant weed, so Sharpen on mare's tail, I'm from Ohio, we have a lot of mare's tail issues. Sharpen on mare's tail, that becomes a common treatment for glyphosate-resistant, ALS-resistant mare's tail. But Sharpen is a herbicide that really, really loves its methylated seed oil. Okay, and you can, the quality of the adjuvant, the rates of the methylated seed oil that you use with Sharpen can greatly impact the performance that you get with Sharpen. The other thing that we see as we talk about different herbicide trait systems is, so ammonium sulfate has been a very popular additive, obviously with Roundup, but with a lot of other herbicides. It conditions the water, it ties up calcium, magnesium, prevents the herbicide from reacting with those ions in the water. In addition, ammonium sulfate makes the spray solution acid, and many of our weak acid herbicides, Roundup, dicamba actually is a weak acid herbicide, 2,4-D is a weak acid herbicide, things like Pursuit, they perform really well if the pH of the solution is in that 5 to 6 range. And then ammonium, so the ammonium from the ammonium sulfate helps to transport the herbicide across the cell membrane and get the herbicide into the plant. Well, with a dicamba system, we don't want any ammonium sulfate in the solution. So we've developed a whole new class of adjuvants that do not contain ammonium sulfate, but condition the water. Okay, so we maintain the activity of our glyphosate. We lose the acidifying properties that ammonium sulfate brought, and we lose the ammonium properties of enhanced uptake that we got from nitrogen helping to transport the herbicide into the plant. So, and so being from Ohio, that's a real issue because of our landscape. We have so much urbanization. It's really hard to satisfy this do not spray if sensitive crops are downwind statement in the label. So actually in Ohio, where we've got significant issues with glyphosate resistant mare's tail, we've sold quite a few cropland Liberty Link soybeans, and that's become a very popular system for a lot of growers. We can manage that. Some people have a not so positive attitude about Liberty. If you decide that Liberty might be a system that works for you, the first thing you have to understand is that Liberty is not Roundup. Coverage is much more important, so I have to go about applying it differently. So I have different nozzles that are needed for that. I still use the adjuvants. Liberty responds to ammonium sulfate. With Liberty, I can still have volunteer corn issues, so I still need my clethodim. So in Winfield's world, that's section 3, plus superbate C to get as the oil to make sure the clethodim picks up the volunteer corn. So that's been a very popular treatment. That's an alternative to the dicamba soybeans, where people either don't want to deal with it or the landscape prevents them from using dicamba.